AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden met with the nation's governors at the White House about abortion.
We're in a really an important area here, and we have to act.
The president says he shares the public outrage after the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade.
The choice is clear. We either elect federal senators and representatives who will codify Roe, or Republicans who will elect the House and Senate who will try to ban abortions nationwide. This is going to go one way or the other after November.
North Carolina's Roy Cooper says governors are the last line of defense.
For now, at least, where you live will determine your rights. So for now, it's up to the states.
The summer travel season is kicking into high gear as the 4th of July weekend starts. Delays and cancellations are possible at airports because of weather and airline staffing issues. TSA Administrator David Pekoski was on NBC's Today Show.
The situation at airports is really busy. I mean, if we look at yesterday, for example, we had 2.44 million passengers go through our screening checkpoints. If you compare that to the pre-pandemic levels in 2019, that's about a 17% increase.
For those driving, gas prices are still high, but they've eased off a bit. AAA predicts nearly 48 million people will travel at least 50 miles or more from home over the weekend, slightly fewer than in 2019. Former South African track star Oscar Pistorius met with the father of Reeva Steenkamp, the woman he shot to death in 2013, as part of his parole process. A member of Steenkamp's family spoke to the AP. Pistorius, once a double amputee track star, was convicted of killing his girlfriend in his home. A Russian airstrike on a residential area killed at least 21 people near the Ukrainian port city of Odessa. Two officers were killed when a man opened fire on police attempting to serve a warrant at a home in Kentucky. A suspect is in custody. This is AP News. A potential sale of Kohl's department store has fallen through.
Kohl's had been in exclusive talks with Franchise Group, the owner of Vitamin Shoppe and other retail outlets, on a deal potentially worth about $8 billion. But Kohl's chairman cites volatile markets and rising economic anxiety among consumers as the reasons for it falling apart. The department store is battling higher costs and a pullback from its price-conscious shoppers, with inflation running at 40-year highs. It was the second time this week that a major retailer retreated from a potential sale. Walgreens said it was giving up hope of selling its Boots business in the UK. I'm Ben Thomas.
New York Yankees outfielder Aaron Judge and Atlanta Braves outfielder Ronald Acuna Jr. were elected to start the July 19th All-Star Game at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles. The two were chosen under new rules that give starting spots to the top vote-getters in each league in the first phase of online voting. Voting ends a week from today. Ed Donahue, AP News.